This is Mara from Iraq, and you're listening to Everybody ESL.
Welcome to episode 65 of Everybody ESL, the podcast for everybody who wants to improve their English, practice their English, or just learn more English. My name is Ben, and I have a mini episode for you today where I am going to teach you about one English topic. You can subscribe to the Everybody ESL podcast at Apple Podcasts, on the Stitcher app, and wherever you find your podcasts. If you like Everybody ESL, leave it a good review so other people can find out about it too. And if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for me, please send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. Okay, let's get on with this mini episode. Today, I want to teach you a very common and very useful English expression, and that expression is out on a limb. Out on a limb. O-U-T-O-N-A-L-I-M-B. Out on a limb. In this expression, limb means a branch, like a branch on a tree. And if somebody is out on a limb, they are sitting or standing way out on the far end of a tree branch. What does it mean to be or to go out on a limb? It means to be in a dangerous or risky situation. It means to be in a situation where something bad could happen. And usually we talk about people putting themselves in that situation. They put themselves in a situation where they could suffer in some way. Something bad could happen. And usually the kind of thing we talk about happening when we say that somebody has gone or is out on a limb is not some kind of physical injury. We're not usually talking about how that person might become hurt. We're usually talking about how that person could suffer in some way. They could be embarrassed. They could get in trouble. They could become unpopular. These are the kinds of things we're thinking of when we say that somebody is out on a limb. Let's say that there is a movie that everyone is talking about. All of your friends are giving their opinions about the movie, and you're reading articles about it. It's something that many people are talking about. But most people are saying they don't like the movie. They think it's boring, or it's silly, or it's unimportant. And you say, well, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, I really liked it. I thought it was a really good movie. I had a really good time when I was watching it. This is the kind of thing we often have in mind when we say that somebody is going out on a limb. They're doing something that might make them unpopular or could make them embarrassed or could lead to some kind of bad result for them. So why does going out on a limb mean putting yourself in some kind of risky situation? Well, when you remember that limb means a tree branch, it all makes perfect sense. Imagine that you have climbed a tree. You are standing right next to the trunk, the central part of the tree, the central part that rises straight up. Now, if you start to move outward along a branch, very slowly and carefully, the branch becomes thinner and thinner and smaller and weaker the more you go away from the trunk. So the further you go out, the more dangerous your situation becomes. You are standing on a smaller and smaller branch. So to go out on a limb means to put yourself in a dangerous or risky situation. Have you ever gone out on a limb? Have you ever done something a little bit dangerous, a little bit risky? Something where you risked facing embarrassment or some other negative result like that? I think out on a limb is a very common and very useful expression. And if you keep your ears open, you might hear someone use this expression soon. And that's the end of episode 65 of Everybody ESL. I know I say it every time, but let me emphasize it right now. If you have any questions about English, the chances are good that other Everybody ESL listeners have a similar question. Maybe they're just waiting for somebody else to ask it. Well, you can be that somebody else. If you have any questions about English, or if you have any comments or suggestions for me about the podcast, or if you would like to record an introduction for a future episode, the same way Marwa recorded the introduction that I used at the beginning of this episode, send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. I'll be back soon with another episode, and until then, keep going, keep practicing, and keep learning. Goodbye. I'll see you soon.